No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we got another Florida native, another young man doing his thing in this music game. Cutting Reese is on the podcast. How you doing, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Hyped to have you here, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Hot out here.
Hot as fuck. And you from Florida.
Yeah. But it feel like it's hot. It's real hot out here, though.
It's this
different,
week.
Look different from Florida.
I swear to God, it wasn't like this last week. It's all fucked up this week. But it's nice and cold in here, so I got a hoodie on for some reason. It probably don't look that hot. How many times you been out to L.A. at this point?
Probably like 5 times now.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing most of the times?
Just tapping in with some artists, like working.
Okay.
Some of the features, yeah.
Labels and shit like that? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
You like, signed?
Yeah, yeah.
To who?
Republic Records.
Oh, nice. Yeah. When did you do that?
A couple months ago. I don't remember the exact date, but it was a
couple months ago.
Interesting. Yeah.
You talked to a lot of labels leading up to that?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of them.
What made you go with Republic?
It felt genuine. It felt like that was someone, like, listen to them talk. It felt like that's who I needed to be because they had the best interest in me.
Right. Word. Yeah, like, so you're from Orlando, which is interesting to me because I just, like, have spent a lot of time in Orlando throughout my life, but I never really, as a young kid, I wasn't really thinking about the rappers out there and stuff. I'd just be out there riding bikes and shit, but what was it like coming up in Orlando?
Regular, typical, being, I don't know, it's just like living, like, what everybody go through on a day-to-day basis.
Uh-huh.
It's just great. Just if you make it out, you got to be one of the greatest. You make it out of there, you're one of the greatest for sure.
Definitely. What kind of house did you grow up in? Or was it an apartment? Do you have both of your parents around? Or
I grew up in a house in Pine Hill with my grandmother, really.
Oh, really? Where are your parents
at? Where I did most of the growing up. My mom was in jail, though. She had went to do some time. So it was like,
all through your childhood?
Not all through it. But, like, through the most important part.
Really?
Like, well, not important. I ain't going to say important, but, like, through the growing up stage, like, where you going from a boy to being a man, so yeah.
Right. What'd she do that she got put away?
I don't want to discuss it, but it's nothing bad, like nothing crazy.
Not
like,
that crazy?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, so she's part of your life now?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. She always been.
Okay.
Just little minor little things, but she back now, so it's, we rocking and rolling, we going up.
What age did she get back out on the streets?
She left when I was 8, and I think she got back when I was like 11.
Okay.
Like 11.
Thing. Word.
Yeah.
Has she been encouraging your music career?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. She's one of my biggest supporters when it comes to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's probably watching right now? Hello, Mom.
She going to be watching.
She going to be telling her friends to watch it, too, probably.
Yeah, at work, everybody. You know, that's when they get most excited. That's my son.
I bet. So you never knew your dad?
I knew my dad, but it's just like, it's great.
You weren't really around like that?
Yeah. But it's like, it's great now. We rolling.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to leave the past in the past. Now we rolling. Everything going. It's finally coming together. Like, it's going great now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were young, what kind of kid were you all through, like, elementary and high school? What were you getting into?
Not really none. Like, I would just be in school, just staying to myself. That's the type of person I am. I'm going to stay to myself. So I ain't going to really, like, get into, man. That's how it was. I was just at school, chilling, being to myself the whole, like, elementary through high school. That's how it was. Stay to myself, stay out of the way, do what I want to do.
Really? You were just, like, sort of a shy kid, or you just didn't really, like, get along with other kids that much?
I don't know if I was shy. Yeah, you can say that, too, but it's just, like, I don't want to talk. I don't know why I was like that, but when it came to talking, it wasn't really my thing. I ain't got nothing to talk about. Yeah.
Interesting. So, were you getting in trouble in school, or were you, like, pretty well behaved overall?
I was just chilling. I wouldn't say I was, like, getting in no trouble. I was just quiet.
Right.
If I was in school, like, the days I was in that, but if I was down, just quiet, I ain't got nothing to talk about.
What were you doing after school?
After school, just regular shit, like, hanging with your dogs after school. That's what I was doing every day, repeating. It was just repeating itself, hanging with my dogs every day after school. I was.
What kind of music were you influenced by as a kid?
Chiki.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Chiki.
He was like number one?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was one of the artists I had to do something with. For sure, Chiki.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I seen you like tapped in with some of the Chicago legends to do features and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
What was it like meeting Sosa?
It was cool. It was just crazy that I used to listen to him and when I was in middle school. Now I'm like doing a song with him, being right there with him. It's crazy. Everything going fast right now. So it's like, I'm just adjusting by the day.
It is weird being around Sosa because he's like such a legend. But then when you're around him, you know, he'll just like sort of say like a couple words to you here and there. Yeah. And then you got like a lot of time to think about what he just said because he don't really talk that much.
Yeah.
But like the things he says, you'll just be really thinking about it. And like really trying to figure out like what the fuck he meant and shit.
Yeah, that's how Sosa is, I guess.
Yeah.
I was when I was shooting a video with him, he like, you don't smoke? I'm like, nah, I don't smoke. He wanted to know why I don't smoke. Like, yeah. Damn, why you don't smoke? Like, you should be smoking. That's what he said.
Bad influence right there. What the fuck? That's funny. Because I feel like he's somebody, too, that, like, one thing that when I was in the studio with him one time, he was just talking about, he's like, I made Finito in this studio off, like, 4 or 5 Zans. Like, I just know that he probably, like, he don't seem like he does all that bullshit anymore. But,
yeah,
he should, if you don't smoke, it's like, you really don't have a reason to, like, start smoking, yeah, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, it's fun Bird if you do crazy, it, but you don't got to start. You're fine if you're not smoking.
It was just crazy because you're like, why you don't smoke? I was like, nah, I just don't smoke. Like, man, it look like you need to be smoking. And like, this man, he crazy.
Do you ever try it back in the day?
Nah, nobody could never get me to smoke. That just like went my thing.
You just knew it wasn't you?
Yeah, that just wasn't me. I like to be aware of my surroundings. And when I seen other people smoking, I seen what it do to them. That wasn't me. Like, no, I knew I couldn't be smoking.
What was it? Sitting around laughing, watching TV? Eating food, eating snacks.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I know I ain't gonna be no smoker.
I feel you.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I just like, that just went me.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. You ever drink?
Nah, I never drink.
You never even tried it?
Never even tried to drink.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, never drink, never smoke.
I guess I don't gotta ask about the other drugs. So, okay, that was, so Chief Keef was like your number one influence. Were you listening to any like Florida artists and shit too?
Yeah, Kodak.
Kodak was a big one?
Kodak. But that's one of the other artists I got to do something with for sure. Because when you're from Florida anyway, so that like definitely got to happen.
Yeah, that's like the Jay-Z of fucking Florida.
Yeah, for sure. But Kodak, Rocky.
Sure, you ever try to tap in with him?
Yeah, I done been around him and all that.
Okay.
We be tapping in, like, just being on some other shit. Definitely. Z shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because you're Haitian?
No, I ain't Haitian.
But the Z, isn't that the Zo thing? Is that the Haitian?
Don't gotta
am
be
I confused?
Haitian to be Z. Oh, okay. That, I don't know why everybody got that perception, but so you don't gotta be Haitian.
What
to be
do you interpret Z to mean?
You say what?
Like you don't gotta be Haitian? I thought that was the whole thing.
Nah, you don't gotta be Haitian. I don't know what, like, you know, that's some people that made, but you don't gotta be Haitian to be Z.
Okay. Yeah. Can I throw up the Z? Is that like a gang sign? Nah.
Nah, it's not a gang.
That's just like showing love, right?
Brotherhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. So when did you actually start rapping?
I started rapping May 27 last year.
Oh, okay. So you know the exact date.
Yeah, because it just passed and somebody just asked me the same question. So
okay.
Yeah, that was the first day I put out my first song.
That's when you put it out, but how long were you rapping before that?
Oh, probably a week before that.
Okay.
Like a week before I dropped the song on May 27, I made the song, shot it in and dropped it.
Who kind of helped put you in the game, or did you just figure it out yourself? How did you record your first songs?
I just figured it out myself, really. Like, I had a dog that was going to the studio already.
Mm.
So, like, I just go to the same studio we was going to. And I just tried something, and then it worked. And it just dropped the video, and it, like, started buzzing. I kept doing it.
Definitely. Is that weird that you just, like, put a video out on YouTube, and people were just attracted to it, and they just
That was weird, because, like, I be seeing my, like, people I know. I ain't going to say my dog, but, like, I be seeing people do it, and they don't just go to buzzing like
right.
that. Yeah,
a lot of people put out a video, it gets like 20 views.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They put out like 100 more videos.
I just didn't want to be that person that's like, put my time in this and wasting my time.
Yeah, definitely.
Couldn't do that.
But since you started rapping, or like even when you were just fucking around rapping, did you always feel like people just thought that you had talent? Did you always believe in your talent? Were you surprised when the shit started taking off?
Yeah, I was surprised. But like other people seen it, like my dogs were seeing it in me before me, like, they were seeing it in me because they ain't see it. I'm like, I ain't gonna no rapper. Like, that wasn't me. I wasn't thinking I was gonna be no rapper.
Right.
But so when it started working, I'm like, dang, this is something I really wanna do. And I just kept going.
Definitely. What other stuff besides just putting out videos that you feel like you were doing to, like, actually get your name out there? Like, were you playing local shows and shit like that?
Oh, no, I wasn't doing no shows. It was just like, I was just been moving around Orlando a lot. So, like, what was going on, everybody knew what, like, what he was really getting into, like, what my people were really getting into. So, it, like, it wasn't no capping it when we was rapping, when I was rapping. So it's like it was all connecting at the right time.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's kind of crazy. You came out during COVID, huh?
Yeah, that's why I say some people don't like COVID, but I like it because it worked for me.
But I mean, you could have been moving around and doing shows, making more money, like getting more fans potentially. You know, it is like, it is like good and bad because it like you get to be in the house chilling, working on music, etc. But then at the same time, if you're not able to, like, a lot of times shows and shit is kind of how people get put on.
Yeah, but I say that's for like artists that was already on. But like for artists that weren't really rapping, I feel like if you started rapping during COVID, it was gonna help you a lot because everybody in the house on their phone, social media running the game right now. So it all played out at the right time for me.
Do you think that you would have even started rapping if it wasn't for COVID? Did it give you like the free time that you needed to actually do the music thing?
I don't know. But I feel like it helped me though. Yeah. I don't know if I would have been rapping if it wasn't for COVID. Because I wasn't thinking about COVID at the time. Uh-huh. Like really, you know, back then it was like COVID just came. People weren't really worried about it like that. I was one of them people that wasn't tripping off COVID.
Yeah, down
in
Florida. I didn't even think it was real. Yeah, down Florida, it don't seem like that many people were concerned.
Oh, COVID, we ain't tripping. It ain't nothing that kill us. That's how we were.
Okay, what is your creative process like when you go into the studio? Like, how do you actually go about making a song?
I probably hear a beat the day before. Like, on my phone, going through the Gmail, hear the beats. And I find the beat I want, then I call up JP. Hey, JP, man, I'm trying to go to the studio.
That's like your manager? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my team. I call up JP, man, I'm trying to go to the studio. Then I get in the studio, pull the beat up, and I hum. And then I say, let's go. That's how I do it.
You just hum on the beat? Do you record, like, a mumble track and then sort of rap over it?
Nah, I don't do that.
But you hum, you said?
I just hum, and then I say, punch me in. Okay. Then we do it, go on from there. Take a break, punch me in. That's how I do it.
That's what's up. Where do you feel like you find your inspiration? Like, what do you start thinking about when it comes to the music?
Like, who I think about when it comes to music?
Yeah, just like, what is going through your head? What do you feel like you need to think about, like, to make music?
Everything that's going on around me, like, the life that I'm living. I ain't trying to rap nobody else. Like, when you rapping, you just got to rap what's going on around you for real. And that's going to be the best music you're going to make. Long as it's really what you doing for real, like, and what's going on around you. That's how I do it. I only rap about stuff that's going on around me, what I got, stuff like that.
Definitely. What were you doing in your life when your music first started coming out? Like, what would you be doing now if it wasn't for the music and shit?
I'd just be running around Pine Hill, just getting into crazy stuff. That's how it is. Fast money. That's all I want. It just got to be fast. Because, like, I'm the type of person, like, when I do something I like if I do something, I'm going to do it all the way. That's why I rap part out. Because when I start doing it and I like it, I'm going to do it all the way.
You're just committed to it?
Yeah, I'm going to be committed to it. I don't know why I'm like that with everything. I kind of say that's the reason why I don't smoke or nothing. Because if I find out that's something I like, I'm going to do it all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I ain't never, like, get into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I can't have fun. I love smoking cigarettes. I can't have them around. Because I'm going to do it to the death. I'm going to kill myself smoking
when
cigarettes.
When it's something I like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
To the mat. That's how I am.
I was just having that conversation with my friend AD because he drinks all the time. But he's like, people offer me Coke all the time. He's like, I'm not doing it. Because if I try it, I know I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I can never get that deep.
Yeah.
Can't go that deep.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Okay, so in terms of like the artists that you worked with and everything, like I seen you do that video with Fredo Bang.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. We had actually, I think the day before we had a show and we just put up and then shot the video. Fredo cool. I fought Fredo for sure.
That's what's up. You didn't actually meet Dirk?
No, I didn't meet Dirk.
Because you got that song with him, but I figured it seemed like without the video and stuff,
I ain't met Dirk.
He was just a huge fan, so you wanted to get that one in?
Like, tapping in, like, Instagram-wise.
Yeah, Dirk is, like, pretty undeniable for everybody out there these days. He's just, like, he's been killing it so crazy. Yeah. It's universal. Crazy. Definitely. We all talk about Jacksonville a lot right now. Yeah. Just how crazy it is out there. Is Orlando like that at all? Is it killing going on all the time?
They got going on, like, with all this.
Yeah, like, is it, like, when we watch these, like, little documentary type videos about all the killing in Jacksonville and shit. Do you feel like Orlando has that kind of shit going on that we just don't know about? Or
yeah, I feel like it's like that, but it's like less quiet. It's not like because everybody not rappers.
Exactly.
So it's like they got a lot of rappers though.
Yeah.
So of course it's gonna be like more talked about, but it probably is. But it's just less talked about because it's not as many rappers as they got.
Like, all the people who got killed in Jacksonville, most of them aren't rappers, but they all, you can say, like, oh, this is the homie of this rapper, and this guy's the homie of this rapper, so it all kind of relates back.
Yeah, because, like, so many rappers, they all just tied together. Yeah. So like, I don't know what they got going on.
You know any of those dudes out there in Jacksonville?
No, I don't know none of them. Like, I know of them, like, rapping-wise, but I don't, like, actually, like, never met none of them like that.
Right. It's weird because if you meet one side, then you probably can't be cool with the other side.
Oh, no, I ain't like that type of person.
No.
Like, I ain't gonna say I'm not that type of person, but like, if I meet you and you got beef with somebody else, I ain't gonna really, I'm never gonna mess with your ops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never gonna mess with them because that's just out the respect I got for you, but like, it ain't really gonna be no smoke with dog unless he make it smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Try to stay out of
it. Like, I'm gonna try to stay out of it, but I'm not just gonna go fucking with somebody you don't fuck with anyways. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Because I know I wouldn't want nobody doing it with me, so I ain't going to do it. Yeah. I wouldn't even do nothing like that.
It gets complicated.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, putting your actual life or your actual street shit in your lyrics? Like, do you do that? Do you, like, try to avoid that?
Yeah, I avoid that because I ain't going to say what I do. It's like what I was, like, where it was back then.
Because
I'm not, like, nah. The way I've been hearing, like, lyrics can get you indicted now, that's crazy. I said that's a serious thing.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, you know, everybody got some drama in their life.
Yeah.
But that's everybody. A decision to put it in a song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just like, how you going to use it in a song?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everything or do you not want to tell everything?
But the fans are addicted to that shit, you know?
They love it. It's crazy because if you drop, like, a real song where you really talking about, like, a real song, they'll hear it, but they really want to hear what happened to such and such and who did it. Yeah. That's what they really want to hear.
If you put out a song tomorrow and you were really just talking about some crazy ass shit that really happened and people could tell,
yeah,
it's just like a guaranteed million views. You
know? That's a hit. They loving it. I already witnessed that.
It's kind of like the easy route, though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That is. You could say that is because that's just like anybody that want to be a rapper, you come out like that, you gonna have some fans that want to hear about it. Now they want to go clown, such and such, make him respond to what you said.
Yeah.
And just keep going on to everybody go to jail.
Mm-hmm. And I seen certain artists where they can get like 1 million+ views if they would put out a song talking about some crazy beef, dissing people, etc. And then they put out their other shit and they get 100,000.
Yeah,
it's like,
that shit crazy. Yeah.
Your audience knows what they're here for, bro.
Yeah. Oh, he ain't talking about this. He ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah.
He's great, but hey, I want to hear what happened last week. What was on the news? That's what they want to hear.
And the crazy part, too, is it's not like the kids listen and know who the fuck they're talking about. They're just talking about some kid that you never heard of who got smoked or whatever.
That's how the fans is. They want to hear crazy stuff. And then, your ops is they ops. And they heads, they finna go to screaming, they smoking this, all crazy stuff.
And it amplifies all the shit, too, because you know there's a lot of people in the streets who are just hotheads, and if they get 100 comments saying, fucking, this dude said this, he's talking, they just are not going to ignore it. It's too, you know.
Nah, I got to make a song.
Too much ego.
That's how it don't stop. That's repeating every day. He make a song, I got to make a song. He talking about my dog, I got to talk about his dog.
For real. It's a crazy cycle. What are the cops like out in Orlando?
Oh, they crazy.
Really?
Yeah, they crazy. They go above and beyond. That's how crazy they are. They do the move.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like that part of Orlando. Like, that one thing about Orlando police. Yeah. I don't like it.
That was always my experience in Florida. The cops are OD. It's way crazier than every other place.
Yeah. That's what it is, though.
Could you see yourself moving out?
Yeah, I can, but it's been hard. Like, it's been hard because, like, I just have a big problem with moving out, though. I don't know. Like, I cannot stay away from it. Probably because everybody I know there and all that.
You just end up going back and kicking it.
I don't like having to learn stuff new all over again. That's, I don't like that.
No, I know a lot of rappers are like that because it's like, you could put me in a mansion off in the woods. But it's like they just get bored and they just don't want to fucking be in that environment.
Like, you could put me wherever, I'm going to come back because, like, I don't want to have to learn, do all this again. Have to use GPS. No, I'm trying to know this store right here. And now if I walk around the corner, it's right there.
Yeah.
And I am.
That's right. You got permanent goals in there?
Yeah, permanent.
When you do that?
September.
How's it going? Did that shit hurt like crazy when you first did it?
Hurt. Like, hurt so bad I would have never even did it.
Right.
That's how much it hurt.
You regret it?
No, I ain't gonna say I regret it. But at that moment when I first laid down, I definitely regret it. But now I don't regret it.
Yeah.
Because it was something I wanted.
Does it feel weird eating and shit?
At first it did.
Yeah.
But now I'm used to it. So it like feel like my regular teeth now.
Right. You can never go back to regular teeth now, though?
Yeah, I can.
You can? They save the teeth? Like, you just put them back in?
Nah. They save your teeth, though. But you got to go, like, veneer.
Yeah, you got veneers after that.
Yeah. Or I'm going to go veneer soon.
You soon? You think you would switch?
Not that soon.
Not that soon.
Yeah, but soon.
One day.
Yeah, one day. It'll be.
What, when you're, like, 40 or some shit, you're done rapping, you might do it?
Nah, it's going to be while I'm rapping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be while I'm rapping. Come for a whole new look.
Yeah.
Clean I don't cut. Think nothing better than a cleaner look like that. Mm. It's like when you got the white teeth first, it's like, man, I'm bored of these teeth.
Yeah.
Then you get perm. Then you kind of go to missing your white teeth. Like, damn, I miss my white teeth.
Dude, the permanence, though, is like, it's just like a certain, like, gangster look that has that, you know, it's just like unmistakable. Yeah. Like, damn, he must be a crazy motherfucker. Dude, he knocked all his teeth out to put some fucking chunks of gold in there.
Yeah.
That just impresses people. It impresses me. It makes me think, like, damn, this guy's serious about this life.
I see people, like, outside of Florida really, like, they really interested in seeing the gold. Like, you really did that.
Right.
I be seeing, noticing people, like, really intact with the tea. It's crazy.
Definitely. Are you trying to be on tour and shit now that COVID's kind of done?
Yeah, I definitely want to do a tour. I think that's, like, one of my dream things to do, a whole tour, like, a real tour.
Mm.
Like, not none of these new fake tours, like, real tours, like, tours like how I used to be back in the day, those type of tours.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you ever imagine that being, like, a tour of all the up-and-coming Florida artists that people have been fucking with over the last year or so? Like, I don't know. That would be pretty intense.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be dope.
That'd be something I like, yeah.
You think that everybody could get along? I don't know. It's kind of hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It might get complicated.
When it's about that money... Yeah, you gotta be get along by that money. Okay?
In Florida, who do you fuck with that like you actually have like a real relationship with in terms of like other up and coming artists and shit?
Like rappers?
Yeah.
I probably like I follow like certain rappers like from my section. See, I got like different rappers from my section, like Hot Wet Toad, all those type of rappers, Rico, rappers like that, Smiley Movie, like people from my section. That's how I am
right.
From Florida.
You haven't really, like, got out there and met like all these people from different towns in Florida and shit? Because this is a gigantic state. It's like its own country.
Like, I haven't really tapped in with no artists from Florida, like, and actually, like, built a relationship with them yet.
For sure.
Because I don't like the whole of, like, we just met from rapping and now we just, like, the best of friends thing.
Mm.
Unless it's, like, really, like, genuine. Like, we really meet each other. Like, that's something we want to do, all that. Trying to be, like, friends just for the industry, music thing. I don't be on that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Is there any artists that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
As in from Florida or just like in general?
Just in general.
Artists that I want to work with, Rod Wave.
Ooh.
Yeah, Rod Wave.
You like all that singing shit? You don't really do much of that yourself, though, right?
I ain't going to say. Like, I just like how his delivery is, like how he do everything. But Rod Wave is probably one of the artists I want to work with.
Yeah.
Florida-wise.
He's gigantic right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he in his own lane, so it's like hard.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got a girl?
Yeah, I got a girl.
Okay. How long you been with her?
I've been with her for a while, for a little minute.
Okay.
Been rolling, rocking.
Right. You're not going to switch up, though, now that you got all this fame?
No. Nah. I don't never want nobody to think if it was to go sour, that's why I went sour.
Right.
Because I got all this fame. Nah. Definitely not. Can't do that.
Respect.
She would definitely start.
Mm. There you go. She knows where the bodies are hidden. Not literally, but. okay, so what? You got a tape dropping soon, right?
No, I already dropped it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I dropped it on the 7th, I think.
Okay.
Oh, the 7th? Yeah, on the 7th.
Uh-huh.
But not this month, me.
Right. That's what's up. Anything else?
On the 17th.
17th, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else dropping soon that you're excited about or anything that we got to look forward to?
Yeah. I got new music I'm finna drop, like single. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm going to try to put out an album.
Mm.
keep them coming, consistent.
You gonna try to shoot a video for that Dirk song?
Yeah. If like, I am gonna let everything play out on its own.
Right.
Like, if it's meant, it's gonna play out. That's what I know about the rap thing. If it's meant to happen, it's all gonna play out. You don't even gotta force it or nothing. It's gonna play out. That's how I think, look at the whole situation.
You got any advice for the people out there?
Like, for artists?
Anyone.
Or just people? I don't know. Just be alone. Stay by yourself. It's better that way.
Respect. You got to break out of your shell, don't you think, to be this artist? Like, you kind of like slowly having to be more social and shit, right?
Yeah, I'm having to be more social. Like, I don't mind being social, but it's like when it makes sense.
Mm.
Not just to be social for no reason. Just, I don't like doing that.
Respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Any shout outs? Anybody you want to thank?
Anybody I want to thank?
Yeah.
I want to thank my team, 448, Republic, and everybody behind me rocking with my music.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask how you got the name, too.
My name?
Yeah.
Just from, like, being running around Orlando in the streets. So, like, I came up with my own name.
So somebody said, Cut 'em, Reese?
Yeah, I named myself. Like, I came up with that name.
But did somebody say that to you at some point? Like, mm-hmm. Telling you to stab somebody?
Nah. It don't mean that.
That's what I think in my head, is that somebody said, Cut 'em, Reese. Like, they directed you to do it.
Nah.
No? Okay. That was just
somebody from Florida know. Like, people from Florida know what it is. So, it's like, it's not that kind of cut.
I need a slang translation then. I'm not a jit anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Cut 'em, Reese. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. Appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate you.